Freak. I've been going through an interesting set of, let's just call it, I don't even know, like, how do they set it up in a movie where it's just like, this go wrong and then that go wrong? Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things aren't going wrong, maybe they're going right. But peace and blessings, you know who I am, Lem Bias. Haven't been doing a podcast. I've been living life where life has been fucking this shit out of me, or trying to, but I'll stay with a positive heart, or at least trying to. But recently, you know, just been going through a set of circumstances, I guess that's the word I want to use. And from those circumstances, I feel like instead of looking at them negatively, I got to look at them in a positive light, and that they're gonna make me get better. They're gonna force me to become better. The best version of Leonard. I gotta hit the coffee. It's just been a fucking hell of a morning, and I just got to work. Plus, the car about to ride by, so please give me a second and bear with me. But, yeah, like I was saying, just a crazy set of circumstances, and now I'm just realizing gotta look at it from a bright perspective of this is gonna help make me better. Even though it's fucking me up and my situation up right now, if I handle it the way I'm supposed to, I'm gonna come out better from it. And maybe my life would be better. But it's definitely an eye opener. It's definitely about to set in motion a set of changes that's gonna either better my life or, you know, shit, we'll see how things go. But just trying to stay positive and remember that, you know, I can only control what I can control. Everything else is what it is, you know. I can't try to determine outcomes or people's emotions and feelings or situational things. I can only do the best that I can. The best definitely don't agree with drinking coffee, but, you know, we make mistakes. That's one I keep making every day. But, yeah, a lot of other things. Spending money on frivolous shit like alcohol, weed, going out right now. None of that really even matters anymore. Just like, now I see crystal clear. Changes I gotta make, and just, I gotta take on a new life. It's time to get out of the city of Philadelphia. It's time to move. Time to become bigger, better version of myself. But I can't let the situations that take place in my life make me bitter, not only to myself, but to my loved ones. It must make me better towards all parties. Shit, all life. And as I was telling someone, you know, with everything I'm battling, the biggest battle I feel like is not, you know, the circumstances themselves or people, or, you know, situations that go on. But the biggest battle I face, no matter what, is controlling my ego and not letting my ego fuel me to be angry at others and lash out with that anger. My ego is, if anything, just a tool that's gonna help me survive and keep going. But, you know, I gotta put that away to be prosperous. Excuse me. Yeah. Just a few thoughts. I may put this out. I may not. Who knows? I gotta go to work in about like 20 minutes. But as I read my watch, it says focus on the good. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm still alive. I'm healthy. I'm happy. And no matter what, you know, takes place, I know deep down inside I got the wherewithal to survive it and withstand it and overcome it. I just, you know, I got shit I got to do on my end of it to get to the mountaintop. It's one of them situations where you know you can climb the mountain. And yes, it is a fucking mountain. But at the same time, you know it's doable. You just got to take them steps, one step at a time. So that's all I can do is, you know, one thing at a time. Keep climbing. Do my best. don't stress what I can't control. Cause there's no point in looking at situations like, I wish it was this way or I wish it was that way. This is how it is. How can you make it better? How can you move on with positivity in your heart still and make the situation better and not become bitter from it? Cause I've been letting it turn me bitter and letting me dive into vices that aren't serving me well, at least. They've definitely been serving, but not well. Another vehicle going by, pardon me. I'm gonna go in and start getting ready in a few. Not just quite yet, but yeah, I feel like I needed to just share these thoughts and get them out because a situation took place today and it was just like, imagine, for example, your bank account just being emptied without your control. And it's just like, what can you do? And imagine there's nothing you can do. Another vehicle, hold on. Yeah, like I was saying, there's nothing you can do. So you gotta be patient. You gotta accept the negative situation that happened, not grab the negative energy from it. Find the positive in it, find the good in it. Okay, this is what I can do. When I can do it, I will do it. And hopefully everything becomes better from it. But you can't just dwell on, woe is me and this happened to me. No, that's not gonna help anything. So that's the first thing I try not to do. I try to figure things out. When I figured out what was going on with my life and my situation, I first accepted it because there's nothing you can do at the moment. Then I kind of meditated on it. I laid down, meditated on it, realized, all right, there's nothing I can do. I didn't try to escape from it. I accepted it fully and just realized when I can do something about it, I will as soon as possible. Another vehicle going by. Nice car, too. This one's a Lexus. Elderly Asian couple. But yeah, I'm not going to let the events of this morning dictate my day. I'm going to dictate my day with positivity and the courage to keep on going and be the best version of myself. Not going to keep you too long. Probably got like a few more minutes, two or three. But yeah, it's going to be I can't say it's going to be a good day or a bad day, a great day. I just know it's going to be a day and I'm going to do my best. I know I can control only how I feel about things and how I react to things. And I'm okay with that. I'm going to keep pushing towards being the best version of Leonard. One step at a time. I appreciate you listening. Hope you enjoy your weekend. And I'll talk to you soon. Peace.